coming, the power is amongst us, and it's really showing us where we are complete with the past, where we are completely done. So it's important to allow for that occurrence. In other words, you may suddenly realize where you step out of your power. You may suddenly realize where you act coy or whatever, where it's really just a game or mirage. On the other hand, you may find yourself overly aggressive to protect yourself rather than trusting your divine alignment. So again, we're observing our old pattern, we're observing the ego, and allowing ourselves to demonstrate true engagement. So as we will receive our highest endorsement, as we will receive our highest components. So the components are, and they're just showing me like a musical scale, like, you know, as if you were hitting the various notes. So the components are additional arrival, additional attunement, additional carry-on. So getting on a plane, so it's like, where are my carry-on belongings? Additional carry-on. So we want to allow for the truth of that measure. We want to allow for that increase. We want to signal our readiness to no longer avoid that which is to be attained. So you can just understand it's going to be a little bit of shuffling and rearranging that is for our best and highest good. So just imagine you have your day planned and everything's fine, and suddenly you get into a little tiff or you get your feelings hurt or whatever's going on. And we tend to want to dismiss it. We tend to want to just excuse it and kind of shove it away so we can get on with the day's activity. We want to remember the day's activity is a coursework of love. So there's nothing that's going to be more important than allowing your true self-revelation. The facts and figures, the nouns, the objects are really just form. It's really just simulation for us to adjust to our new consciousness. Because at the end of the day, as we restore ourselves to true value, it doesn't matter what occurred on the linear. What matters is our slip and slide. In other words, relieving ourselves of the past, welcoming in our true revelation. And so if that means you have to sit and cry a tear or journal in the middle of the day or whatever, it's to allow ourselves for full permission to engage. Now, again, the more that we open up to our higher awareness, the more that we open up to our true essence, this is the growth that's going to give us the bells and whistles. So this is, I know I'm ready for that promotion. I know I'm ready for a new relationship, whatever it is. We're not trying to just grab for the nouns, the objects, pushing our way in. Because if we can't hold it vibrationally, we're not getting anywhere anyway. So this is about allowance of retrieval. So this is permitting those higher notes, permitting that which has been excused and pardoned long ago. That would be unconscious patterning that you just think it's just what it is. We want to remember our personality self is really a lot of defense structures. It's not engaged with our true essence. When I said our true essence, I literally have like a halo. So just imagine you're in a Christmas pageant and your job is to play the angel. So they gave you like these pipe cleaner halo that's on top of your head. We want to have that kind of presence. So whether you want to have a North Star that you're engaged with your divine presence, your Christ attunement, pipe cleaner halo, anything that signals your readiness for your true recall, for your true endorsement. So in other words, you're being guided by light. And so remember, all the darkness is absence of light. So as we will receive our true harmonics, as we will receive our true guidance and placement, we're not following. Just imagine there's a grid, you know, like a map, like the battleship grid or whatever. And so it's like A2, A8. So where we were placed in frequency is from long ago. So if you're coming from a family of origin that's holding certain beliefs, and it's like we fear our way to the conclusion or whatever it is, that's the echo of long ago. So the new engagement, the new protocol, is advancing you regularly. So this doesn't mean, it doesn't matter how many bumps, how many stops, how many reorganizations it takes to complete one linear project. Man, I've been trying to get to the cleaners all day. Whatever it is, we want to kind of relax in terms of our attachment in the do. What did I get accomplished? Now my ego feels better because I crossed off my to-do list, or I succeeded in the linear format. Because some of what we're attesting to, some of what is driving us, is out of old consciousness. In English, what we're opening up to is just arriving. So what you're striving for, I really wanted to create this new product. I'm really trying to get this relationship to groove. And as we open up our treasure chest of the heart, in English, self-love, the true love, the love of self, the Christ self, what we're going to find is we're actually engaged in an outdated map to a great extent, because we haven't understood fully our true self, our true relevance. So this isn't like, oh my gosh, what is she saying? What am I supposed to do now? So it's again understanding that everything is siding for your next advantage. In other words, your higher self is already all prepared. So our job is to keep on trucking, to keep on moving with the gift of allowance, allowing the new dictation, allowing the new forecast, allowing the new truths. Because as we allow the new truths, just imagine you've got like a handmaiden, you've got a butler, someone that's like taking out the old, handing you that script. They're on top of it. They're all ready. So we want to have that loose garment kind of attitude, where we no longer have to be committed to what we consider to be truth, because some of our truths are actually outdated, and we're ready for update. So like our software programs has an update. Are you ready to update? So we want to be ready to update. We want to be open to being wrong, because again, we're functioning out of that personality self that isn't in alignment with our holy awareness, our holy presence. So it's absolutely fine for me to understand my truth beyond past consideration. So we want to have that loose feeling of allowance to allow our new placement, to allow our new majesty, to allow our new gifting, to allow our new override. So as we will receive this further alignment, so all of these words have really been an energetic placement, sort of like that moving sidewalk at the airport where you're just standing, but suddenly you've moved. Suddenly you've moved with gentle persuasion. That wasn't hard at all. It just got on and it kind of did its thing. So this is what's occurring in our life as we go beyond on our life, our daily pleasure. Remember, it's consciousness. It's all emanating. It's all stemming from our mind. And so as we open graciously, just imagine opening a vault, opening a treasure chest, opening the door, opening the blinds, opening the windows, allowing that fresh air, allowing the new engagement, allowing further dialogue, further, they're showing me the judgment card. That is just absolutely fantastic, because it's like judgment day, that which is due you, your truth. Because as we function by this new lullaby, in other words, as we bring this new consciousness, as we bring this new awareness to our placement, we see things anew. So if you ever walk into a room and it's like, was that always there? I never noticed it before. You never noticed it because you weren't engaged in alignment. You weren't aligned with it yet. So suddenly you notice what you didn't see before. I never noticed you were attractive. I never felt ready for that new job. So as we will receive this further engagement, this further alignment. Now, the other thing they're saying is, so some of us, whatever we have been in other incarnations, whether you've been a high priestess, you have been an excellent swordsman, whatever it is, it's, again, as we're opening up multidimensionally, they're saying we're being dropped with funny words. We're being registered. In other words, we're opening up to our past time consideration. In English, if you have been an oracle, if you have great psychic awareness, if you've been a healer, these abilities, these gifts are being activated. Because again, we're signaling our readiness. Remember, the energy is bringing forth, they're saying, our spare change. In other words, that which has been in our peripheral where we haven't been conscious of it. Now, again, those new notes, those new signalings, we're now expanding our holy vision to include our total self. So it's not like we're being handed something separate from us. We're simply broadening our awareness to join with our recommended counsel, our recommended achievement. In essence, everything that you have prescribed to, that you have secured as a soul, is readily available, as you will concede, as you will witness. So as you will witness means receiving your true indoctrination, receiving your true gifting, who you are, beyond your past consideration, meaning facts, figures, drama, old patterns, I can't get that word, but like they're saying injustices. In other words, we've been playing small versus our total commitment. Now they want us to understand one more thing, which is the reason we're playing so small, it's not to feel like we've been doing our steps out of order. In other words, we each as a light worker have committed to clearing out, to hollowing out past intrusion. So some of these karmic patterns, whether it's generational or it could be a certain socioeconomic section, ethnic group, whatever it may be, we signed up, we agreed, we took on, we sponsored these energies and sort of massaged them, worked with them, brought them into our daily affairs for triumph. So it's very important that we understand we've always been in a right place all along. It's not that we're behind. It's not that we were on the wrong page. We were exercising a rite of transference. In other words, incarnating to bring in light in generational family threads or whatever it may be. So again, how we receive ourselves, our relationship with ourselves, is to be one of delight, never in error, always expanding. Each moment affords me the right for expansion. So again, doesn't matter if things go the way we want. It's from the personality self, is are we witnessing our holy remembrance? So as we receive this light, allow the light to adorn you. Remember the halo? Allow the light to adorn you. This is in the Show Me the Knight of Cups, which is just beautiful. So this is opening up to our sacred treasuring, opening up, remember the notes and the scale, and receiving it with full accommodations. Full accommodations, I receive it all in the now moment. So let us receive fully, let us receive with new transmissions. In other words, transmitting the light. And this is what they were explaining, that where we've been functioning out of darkness is to be exposed. It's occurring globally, it's occurring within our own consciousness. So allow that to be received on all levels. All levels meaning that what I understand consciously, where I'm functioning unconsciously, Let it be self-revealing. Let it be self-revealing. Again, because we're holding the higher signals, then it's like we can see, it's like, oh, I never realized I was doing that. How silly. How silly. With love. How unnecessary. I now see a new way. New beginnings. Let us receive. You can't receive too much. Someone's like, how do I say this? I don't know if it's martyrdom, but you're just like, I'll just have a couple of packs. Like, you can have as much as you want. Well, I'll just take 3 jelly beans. Have a bag. You're just like picking up, like, how do I say this? There's 3 just hanging out. I'll just take these 3. Have a whole bag. Take 5 bags. So again, we've all been conditioned to limitation, to if I take, then someone doesn't have. Ever abundant. We're connecting with source, where from the overflow of my loving cup is all restored. Have to witness, receive healing gifts to witness, but to everyone. Receive abundance to demonstrate what's to everyone. Oh, you got that. Whoever that is, you got that. Oh, it's to help everyone. I understand what the concern was. Others wouldn't have. I don't want others to suffer. Demonstrating alliance with self.